And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to week one for Ranching Issues 2026. Our guest this week, NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, we're talking hay this week. Now, protein is key. And with that, alfalfa can be a real difference maker, right?
Right. So I talked about this sample set that I have of 42 samples and the range in crude protein from 5 to 20%. So when you start breaking it down and looking at, well, what's in these samples on the upper range of crude protein? Well, typically they're going to be a blend of a grass and alfalfa, or maybe it's pure alfalfa. And I think with our hays, we're going to grind it and it's just going to be a filler. Think about hay as a quality value commodity because it's one of the cheapest commodities that we can have, and it can really meet livestock nutritional needs a long way without any additional supplementation.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll have more on forages when we come back.
Drive a little, save a lot, MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's, great people, great prices, great products.
Drive a little, save a lot, MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
The Murnocker for Grants would like to invite you to the 59th Annual Production Sale held 1 p.m. Tuesday, January 20th in Bowman, North Dakota. Offering over 600 head of elite Hereford bulls and premier Hereford influence production females, where our focus is on our customer and providing the genetics to enhance the efficiency, power, performance, and profitability of every Murnock influence calf. For more information, visit our webpage at murnockherefords.com and come to the sale at Bowman Livestock Marketing Tuesday, January 20th, and get the Murnock Advantage.
Talking protein in hay today on Ranching Issues. And James, give us a little more food for thought.
When I look at a forage test that somebody sends me, I do look at the percent crude protein in that hay. But then I also look and see if there's a portion of that crude protein that is insoluble. That means the animal can't use it. So if there is, I look for the adjusted crude protein. So if you get a forage analysis back and it has an adjusted crude value listed that's different from crude protein, use that adjusted crude value protein in your ration balancing.
Good stuff, James. That brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, ranchingissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, by the Murnock Hereford Production Sale, and by Magic City Hoagies and Sweets in Minot, where the locals eat.